Let's pray. While we remain standing, with our eyes closed and our heads bowed down, let us ask the Lord to speak to us, each and every one. Maybe whatever situation we are going through right now, God is a God who is a living God who speaks. It's just that we need to hear His voice. Gracious, loving Father, as we conclude the series on the Kindle the Fires, many things that we have learned, we ask you, Lord, that you may enable us to put it into practice, the things that we have learned. Even this last sermon of this series, may you speak to us. May you be in control of every word that comes out of my mouth and every word that gets into our ears as well, that we may not only be the hearers of the word, but also the doers of the word. I pray, Father, for everyone here, Lord, with different frames of mind, with different situations we are going through personally, as a family, from a job perspective, from an immigration perspective, from a health perspective, emotionally, financially, spiritually, many things that are going on right now, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you may speak to us. I bind the devices of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ and ask you, Lord, that you may have control of our thoughts, our minds, and our bodies. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated. For the last time, we are going to read through this verse, the theme verse for Kindle the Fire. It's been almost 12 weeks, 12 Sundays, I think, we have been meditating upon, which many truths that we have learned. And let us read this from Luke chapter 12, verse 49, as it is projected here. May the Lord speak to us again through this theme verse. Let's all read this together. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Kindle the fire. I still remember the first sermon of the series and how I showed a few glimpses of a lot of people. All they know about Kindle is Amazon Kindle or Kindle Fire Phone or things like that. Those are the only things that people know. But the word Kindle is actually the word that is related to another English word, which is candle. Kindle, candle, they are very closely related to each other. And the book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 27, as we started our series a few weeks ago, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. Please read that. Proverbs 20 and verse 27. Naruni Atma Yehova Pettina Deepamu. The Spirit of the Lord is a candle. Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And that is how we started. That is how we kindled the Kindle the Fire series. In order to be able to understand what is this. The Spirit of man is the candle. The Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And when we are born in this world, we are born with physical body and physical life, but the spirit of man is dead. Or in other words, spirit of man is not lit. There is no fire on that candle. And that is how we were born into this world. And the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And it's God himself. In Psalm chapter 18, he says, Na deepamanu veliginchuvadu neeve. He is the one who lights the candle. If you read the book of Psalm chapter 18, it talks about how God is lighting the candle for each one of us. So each and every one of us, imagine you had a candle that is not lit. I wish we all had a candle in hand. And we were all like that when we were born. A candle that is not lit. God is saying that I want to lit that candle. This is my candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit that God has given each one of us, it is God's candle. And he wants to light that candle. He wants to kindle the fire of the candle, which is the spirit of man. And that is how we started, and many truths that we have learned during the course of time. How important it is that we should not just be the candle that is lit, but it should not be a candle that is hidden under the bushel, but it should be a candle that is bright and shining like John the Baptist. We should be shining. We should be letting the oil in our lamps keeping on burning. There's a song, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning till the end of the day. Yes, till the daylight comes, or whatever is that, trying to understand this particular aspect of the candle that should be burning. We know the story about the 10 virgins, how 5 virgins were foolish and they were not keeping their candles burning. And it is very essential for us to keep on having our candles burning and shining for Him. And many other truths that we have learned after that, how the Word of God is like fire, how the Holy Spirit of God is on fire, is like fire, how our hearts should be on fire, just like those two people on the road to Emmaus, how their hearts were on fire, and also how we should have love like fire, the passion towards God, passion towards each other, couples, those who are married, to be able to have such a kind of love like fire towards each other, and brotherly love that should be like fire towards each other, fellowship like fire, and also the spirit, the gift of God, to be able to fan the flame of the gift of God, and many truths that we have learned during the course of the Kindle the Fire series that we have had. I believe the Lord has spoken to each one of us, including myself, that I was greatly benefited through this particular series, that God clearly spoke what it means to understand the fire that He is talking about, and how He always wants to kindle, and for that matter, sometimes when our fire is going away, He wants to rekindle, or to be able to make sure that the fire is constantly burning in our lives. Towards the conclusion, we are going to read one more theme verse. As you know, the title of today's sermon is Fire in Zion. Most of our sermon series end with Zion, interestingly, Mount Zion, and also the road to Zion, and many truths that we have been learning in all these things. And today, interestingly, that we are going to also conclude with fire in Zion. Let us read from Isaiah chapter 31 and verse 9 all together, please. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 9, altogether as it's projected here. His rock will pass away because of panic, and his princes will be terrified at the standard, declares the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Fire is in Zion. There are many truths that we can learn. We have learned many other things about the consuming fire of God, how He answers by fire, how His anger is shown through fire, and many truths that we have been learning. And today, we are going to learn about the fire in Zion. What is Zion? Probably you know. If you didn't know, the name of our local church is Zion Church. You came to the right place to be able to understand what is fire in Zion. What is Zion? Sion. In Hebrew, it's called Sion. In many other languages, Sionu. What is Zion? What does the word Zion mean? The word Zion means a fortified city. Fortified city. Oh, that's a tough word, brother, you might say. Fortified. I never heard of that word. But you might have heard about fort. Ah, that I know. Fort. Red fort. Yeah. What is red fort? Kota. Meaning it has surrounding. It is covered. It is fortified. Meaning it is covered. It is protected. It is a city that is protected, fortified city. It has fort all around. And that is also called the city of God. Zion was also called the city of David in the Old Testament days. And that Zion is also a spiritual dwelling place of God. During those days, they had the temple of God built. And by the way, just to let you know, there may be a confusion to many people. Is there a difference between Zion and Jerusalem? Oh, maybe, maybe not, people might say. It's the same. Different words that are used, Zion or Jerusalem, they are interchangeably used. Jerusalem means the city of peace. Zion, city of God, a fortified city. They are all interchangeably used. There was a mountain there. It's also called Mount Zion. And if you go to the Israel area, you in the Middle East, you will find those places. They are still intact because this is real. This is not a mythology, my dear. This is real, and God has been there in those years in the Old Testament times. Even the same God is today in this New Testament times as well. Zion As you read many of the verses here, it talks about, I have chosen Zion to be my dwelling place. There's a scriptural portion from Psalm 132 verse 13. I have chosen Zion to be my dwelling place. When we started this church with the name Zion, God has been revealing his will towards us, saying, yes, Zion is a place. You may be wondering, why did we have to name Zion? There are many other words that you could have given to this church name. But God was very clear in determining and telling that Zion is my dwelling place. Meaning God's presence to be there in Zion. There is no other reason. It is not about any denominational reasons that we have put this name Zion. Many people have misunderstandings about it. May I clarify to you? But this word Zion is a biblical word, not just a thought about what is it. Is it a denomination or anything? God has clearly made his will to be able to put this name to the church. To be able to have that clarity that this is his dwelling place. When we gather together as a church, it is his dwelling place. There is fire in Zion. There is fire in Zion. God is saying, fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. As I said, Zion and Jerusalem are interchangeably used. There are three things that we're going to learn today as part of this fire aspect about Zion. The first thing, let us turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 5. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 5. Let us actually read from verses above that as well. Let me read verse 2 onwards. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth will be the pride and adornment of the survivors of Israel. It will come about that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded for life in Jerusalem. Talking about the city of God or the dwelling place of God. Verse 4. When the Lord had washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. Let's all read verse 5 altogether, please. Verse 5. Then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, even smoke, and the brightness of a flaming fire by night, for over all the glory will be a canopy. Verse 6 also, there will be a shelter to give shade from the heat by day and refuge and protection from the storm and the rain. At home, we are currently having our family prayer on the book of Isaiah. We finished verse 4, chapter 4 as well. We are in chapter 5. This is one of the smallest chapters. Book of Isaiah is such a big book, but some of the chapters are small. This is one of such chapters. If you read here in verse 5, the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies, all those that are gathering in his name, in Zion, whatever is the kind of ministry, whatever is the kind of gathering that you're having, over all her assemblies, all those who are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Zion is a place, not just a local church. Local church is a representation of the universal church. And here God is saying, he will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies, brightness of a flaming fire by night. Brightness of a flaming fire by night. For overall, the glory will be a canopy. Do you know what a canopy is? Soon you'll be seeing those canopies when we have picnics or VBSs. We put a canopy. What is it? It's like a tent. Like a tent, a covering. So here he's saying, I am going to cover over you, over all the assemblies or those who are gathering in the name of Jesus. The glory will be a canopy. What is this? Flaming fire by night. If you read the book of Exodus, talking about what happened during those days in Exodus chapter 13, let us see Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. God was, his presence was known to everyone through Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. Please read.
The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night.
So the first thing that we can note it down here is pillar of fire. above Zion. Pillar of fire. He is putting a pillar of fire. During those days, I just put a picture here, if you see here. This is how probably during those days, during the Moses time, that those people, when they were in the night time, they could be able to see a pillar of fire by night. And what does it say here in verse 21? It says, pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way. Cloud to be able to protect them from sunlight, etc. But in the night, the pillar of fire by night to give them light. The same aspect, same thought process is talked about in Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 5, where we just read that he is going to give. He will put the brightness of the flaming fire by night over the people of Israel. People of Israel or people of God in this present day generation. And the people of God that are gathering in his name, Mount Zion. Pillar of fire over Zion. Notice the word over Zion. Or above Zion. Above Zion. There is the gathering of people. God is saying, I am there above you. I am there protecting you from the above. I am looking down in love. And that is how he is saying, the glory of the Lord covering the people of God. And that is how he is giving us a shelter. He is giving us not only the protection, but also from the top, because of the pillar of fire. It says here in verse 21, to give them light. Fire has a quality of not only giving the warmth. If you have a protection above, a hot air that is coming. See, we recently put this duct work on from the top to be able to get hot air. It's like a covering above all. And also the fire. Here it is just a hot air that is coming. But if there is a fire, imagine these lights were like fire in those days. There were no electricity or bulbs. It was only through fire, and that was giving light. So heat and light God was giving. And continuously his glory was being able to be experienced in those days. God's glory was upon the house of God. The tent, the tabernacle was a place where they were able to experience the glory of God above them as well. Above them, the pillar of fire above Zion. And God wants to have you and I experience the same thing. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 19. Please read Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 19.
You, in your great compassion, did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud did not leave them by day to guide them on their way, nor the pillar of fire by night to light for them the way in which they were to go.
The way in which they were to go. The pillar of fire by night. God wants to put the fire over us, above us. He wants to give us light in the way in which they were to go. Many times we don't know where we are supposed to go. We are in darkness. We are in such a kind of a situation where we don't know the next step to take in our lives. Lord, what next? What should I do? What will happen to me? What will happen to my family? What will happen to my job? What will happen to my health? What will happen? Everything unknown. But God is saying in this particular verse, as we take it, pillar of fire by night to light for them. He wants to light on our way in the direction that we need to go. He wants to give us the pillar of fire. In the way we were to go, in verse 20, you gave them good spirit to instruct them as well. To instruct them, go this way. You will hear a voice from behind. This is the way you should go. Have we been hearing the word of God? Have we been able to hear the good spirit of God? The Holy Spirit, like fire, we have meditated on it as well. He wants to have a good direction in our lives. Every situation in our lives, be it days of our lives or nights of our lives. Maybe right now we may be going through nights in our lives. Night situation, darkness. Lord, what is it? Why am I going through such a kind of unknown in my life? What is this? I'm so uncertain as to why this is happening in my life. Why is my family unable to be united in the things that we need to be able to take care of? Why is my job like this? Why is my health like this? Many kind of situations you may be going through. But may I encourage you from the word of God, my dear, the pillar of fire above us is the light that God wants to give us to direct in the way that we need to go. The glory of the Lord to be above like a canopy. protecting us and being able to guide us, primarily the glory of God, His presence to be there to guide us the next step. Okay, next where we were to go, the way in which they were to go, the way in which they were to go. Secondly, the first, the pillar of fire above Zion. Second, the furnace of fire in Zion. We just read that verse. The theme, the key verse from, let's read that again, the key verse. Where it says, Isaiah chapter 31 and verse 9, it says, the fire is in Zion and furnace is in Jerusalem. Isaiah 31 and verse 9. God's word is very clear that not only He's having a pillar of fire above us, but also the furnace of fire in Zion. In meaning inside. One is above, or means over Zion, and the other is inside. God is creating a furnace or a fireplace above. Oh, because of the top above, I'm getting a full light. I'm able to understand what my next steps are. But also, He has given us a furnace. The furnace has many uses. One is to be able to give the necessary warmth like a fireplace. But also, furnace is a place where they refine the gold or silver. We had a full sermon on that, the refiner's fire. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3. He is like a refiner's fire, a fuller's soap who comes and cleanses us and from all filthiness. He is a refiner's fire. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3. That furnace that God has put in Zion is enabling us to be able to make sure that we are cleansed from all our impurities as much as we are getting the warmth in Zion. Isaiah chapter 48. And verse 10, Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 10.
Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
In the furnace of affliction. When we go through furnace in our lives, may I encourage you, my dear brother and sister, that He is refining us. But He says, not as silver. You know why? The silver is refined 7 times. 7 times the silver is refined in order to be able to get the sterling silver or the purest form of the silver that you need to get. But God is saying, I have refined you, but not as silver. Don't think that I have gone, let you go through so much of heat and heat and heat and heat all over again. But I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. The furnace of fire in Zion enables us to be able to get strong and also to be molded in the way God wants us to be molded. And also to remove all impurities from our lives. Furnace of fire in Zion. God lets things come out of it in order to be able to cleanse us. Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 16. Somebody else, please, could you please read Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 16. Under His glory, now glory of God to be able to be above Zion, and under His glory, a fire will be kindled like a burning flame. Verse 17, and the light of Israel will become a fire, and His Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour His thorns, His briars in a single day. He will burn away the things that should be burned away, so much so that under His glory, a fire will be kindled like a burning flame. My dear brothers and sisters, maybe we are going through some furnace of affliction in our lives. God is putting a fire in order to be able to take away all the thorns, all the chaff and unnecessary things in our lives, so much so that we may be able to come out as pure gold. What a wondrous experience that is. We have meditated that in the refiner's fire. The sermon as well. May the Lord enable us to recognize the importance of the way in which God has put the furnace in the furnace fire in our lives. Warren Wiersbe, of Back to the Bible, he says that when God allows us to go through the fire, he keeps his hands on the thermostat, but he keeps his eyes on the clock as well. He keeps his eyes on the thermostat and he keeps his eyes on the clock. How long you need to be inside the furnace and how hot you go through in your life in order to let the impurities come out of you. God lets us go through fire in our lives. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace of fire, they were tied up. But when they were in the fire, those that were tied up, their hands and legs, they were burnt away and they were walking freely along with the fourth person in the book of Daniel. They were thrown in the furnace of fire, but they were relieved of all the bondages when they were in the fire. And they had a fourth person, none other than Christophany, or the appearance of Christ Jesus in the Old Testament days. And that is how the experience should be, the furnace of fire that you and I should be able to experience. My dear, we need to be able to get all our sins cleared out from our lives. It is very essential that the sins are cleared out from our lives. Let us see Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 14. Very important. Some of the times it might be better also to learn some things that are more heart-disturbing as well. It is not just encouraging, but also exhorting and correcting as well. Verse 14. Isaiah 33:14. Please read.
Sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning?
15.
He who walks righteously and speaks with sincerity, he who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hand so that they hold no bribe, he who stops his ear from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking upon evil.
Yes. Please read in any other language, verse 14. Yes, sinners in Zion are terrified. There cannot be sin in Zion, first of all. But these sinners are getting terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? We need to get the sin fully being burned away in Zion. Sinners who come inside should be able to make sure that the fire in Zion takes away the sin from each one of us. They should be terrified. Wow, in Zion there is so much of fire that my sins are being cleansed away. My impurities are taken away. The sinners in Zion are terrified. Watch out, my dear. Are we in that situation? Are we such kind of people? Still pondering over, still dwelling in sin? Enough of it. There is fire in Zion, furnace in Zion. God wants to take away all the sin from us. Only those who walk righteously, those who reject unjust gain, and those are the ones who can be able to survive the consuming fire in Zion. And we should be able to be cautious of that very important thing. And also we see one more aspect in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. About the house of God when it was dedicated. What happened inside the house of God? Not only above the house of God, but also inside the house of God. Let us see in verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priests could not enter into the house of God, Lord, because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. Not only the glory of the Lord as a canopy outside, but the glory of the Lord inside. When there is fire, there is glory of God inside. And that fire comes and consumes the burnt offering. That was an indication that the glory of God was inside. So here, the pillar of fire above Zion is like the glory of God above, over Zion. And also it says, the glory of God inside, filled the house of God. And here we see that priests even could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. There was something that has happened over a period of time. Every time they used to gather together, they were able to experience the glory of God, or in other words, the presence of God. But something happened in 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Let us see. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Verses 21 and 22.
And she called the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken away, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." She said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God was taken."
The glory has departed from Israel. The glory of the Lord filled the house or the tabernacle. And here we notice, she named the boy Ichabod. The word Kabod, C-H-A-B-O-D. Kabod means glory. Mahima, in other words. Kabod means glory. The glory of God was shining inside the house. The presence of God was inside the house. But the moment these people were sinning against God, we notice that the glory departed from the house of God, or from the presence of the people. The glory of God departed. Not Kabod, but Ichabod, like an opposite of Kabod. No glory of God. Our glory of God departed. We should be cautious about this important element, my dear. When the furnace of God, a furnace of fire is in Zion, that means the glory of God is in Zion. When the glory of God is in Zion, we go through cleansing. We go through everything that needs to be cleared out, because the presence of God is there. The moment the glory of God leaves, there is no fire. When there is no fire in the house of God, there is no cleansing. There can be sin that can enter into the house of God as well. Many people gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, but unable to experience the fire in the house of God. We should be able to experience fire in Zion. If there is no fire in Zion, there is no presence of God in Zion. Or in other words, in the house of God. Whatever churches, there are so many local churches, including ours, the gathering and worshiping God and meditating on the word of God. But if there is no fire, people gather together, it becomes a social gathering. If there is no fire in Zion, there is no cleansing. The sinners will remain what they are, and they will not be able to go through the cleansing that God wants to cleanse us from. We should be cautious, my dear. We should be very cautious about the presence of God in our midst. Do you experience the presence of God when you gather together? Or do you say, "Oh, I don't really have that wonderful presence of God"? You know, when in the book of 1 Corinthians, when people are worshiping God, they will say, "Surely God is in their midst." And they will thank God for that. Surely God is in their midst. Other people, non-believers, should come and be able to say, "Yes, I see fire in this place. I see God's presence in this place." Or is it that fightings and backbitings and all that which is taking away the presence of God from each one of us? Let us be cautious of being able to verify, "Lord, I want to experience your fire." Not only in the house of God, but each of our houses, we should experience fire. Do you have fire? Are you on fire? Can you experience the presence of God there? In other words, the glory of God should be there. If the glory of God departs from that place, the physical building may be there. People may come and go. It seems a man came to a church, and he was trying to enter the church, and that church was trying to be very discriminative. They said, "Oh, we are a people of a certain kind of a race. We don't expect you to come into our church." And they were letting that man not enter the church itself because he was of a different color or race. And he was struggling. He was trying every time he used to come. People used to let him go away rather than welcome him. This is a story. Somebody was mentioning this. And it seems, again, a story. Jesus met him. And he said, "What is going on? How are you doing? And That man said, I wanted to go inside the church, but they're not letting me in. And Jesus said, I've also been trying, but they have not been letting me in as well. Let me tell you, just because you say wherever two or three are gathered in my name, that my presence is there, you can claim that verse, but there is another verse. Let us read that from Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Very wonderful verse, a gospel verse, it says in verse 20. You all know that sometimes people have it in their homes also. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. What does it say? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Yes, wonderful gospel verse. To whom is he talking to? Verse 14. The church at Laodicea. The church. So-called church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Who knocks at the door? Whoever is outside. There are many churches where they don't have Jesus, but they are meeting together. Jesus is standing outside the door and knocking at the door. I want to come in. This is, if you want to listen to me, if you want to consider this as my church, I'm knocking outside the door. Behold, I stand out the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Many churches, dead churches, having the name of Jesus, but not having the power of Jesus, not having the presence of Jesus in their lives, in their churches. Let us not be like that, my dear. Even this local church, let every one of us have this clear understanding that a church where people can experience the presence of God is the church of Jesus Christ. Just because they put the name church doesn't necessarily mean that they have Jesus in their midst. This may be a very tough words to hear, but this is what the word of God says. There should be fire in Zion. There should be fire in so much so that my heart is burning for God. My heart is being cleansed through this furnace fire. Do you experience it? Or you just come, sing some songs, listen to God's word. Oh, regularly if I don't take part in the table, something might happen to me. I will come and take part in and go. What is it? What are we doing here? Are we doing any traditional things here? If we do not experience the power of Jesus Christ and the presence of Jesus Christ in our midst, then what is the purpose of coming to church? The church is on fire, my dear. Church should be on fire so much so that we will be able to experience the presence of Jesus Christ. Our hearts should melt. Our hearts should be able to say, Lord, your word is like fire. It is speaking to me so clearly that my life is changing. My relationship between husband and wife, it has been so difficult that we are not able to be united in love. When I come to the house of God and God speaks to me, he put my heart on fire to love him and love my wife and husband. That is how it should be, my dear. That is how fire should be. The fire is the one that will cause a transformation in our lives. Many places, the fire is not burning. The fire is not lit. But keep on singing songs and going through the word. That is not what matters. Every word that is preached, every song that is sung, every discussion that we have should be with fire. Imagine each one of us is given a candle. And imagine that is your spirit. Is it on fire? Is it lit? Or are we like those candles? I just put it in my mouth. It's a new candle. I don't want to lit it. I'll just keep it in my pocket. Are we like that? My dear, you may be coming to the church regularly. Maybe this is the first time you have come. But let me ask you. God is like fire. He put fire in the place where he is. And he wants to change our lives. Are you ready? Or are you trying to keep your candle behind and say, this is a new one, I don't want to use it. Or are you ready to let your candle out and say, burn me, Lord. I want to burn for you. I want to let this candle be burning for you. Fire in Zion. And finally, wall of fire. Wall of fire around Zion. Wall of fire around Zion. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5. You may wonder where Zechariah is. If you go backwards from Old Testament, Malachi, and before that. Okay, please read.
For I, declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
I, declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her. Talking about Zion again. God's favor towards Zion. Pillar of fire above Zion. Furnace of fire in Zion. Wall of fire around Zion. He's saying, if you read a verse before that, run, speak to the young man saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle within it. For I will be a wall of fire. Jerusalem may not be with walls, but I will be a wall of fire around Zion. And I will be the glory in her midst. God wants to be able to give you the wall of fire around us. When I was thinking about the wall of fire, I got reminded, being a technical person in the IT field and the networking field, all that I could remember about the wall of fire is firewall. You know firewalls, routers? What is a firewall? Why is it called a firewall? It will allow certain things to go through. Like it allows some ports to be opened. And if you have an evil hacker that is coming, it will deny the things that are coming inside your server. There is a machine that you are using. If you are allowed, it will allow you to go through. The firewall allows you and it denies you as well. You know this? I'm not here to teach you information technology or networking here. But I just got reminded. The wall of fire. What is this wall of fire? Sometimes it's good to relate to the things that we learn in our lives. Firewall. Similarly, God is saying, I will be a firewall for you. I will protect you. Wall of fire or firewall to allow things that are needed for you to deny things that will cause you problems. There is a story that is mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Quickly, let us look at a story that is mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 6. And what is this? What is this story? This story is about the king of Aram. Arameans. Maybe that's the right way. Arameans who came to war against Israel. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 8. They came to war against Israel. And a man of God was sent to be able to say that, oh, the enemies are coming. What should we do? Enemies are coming. What should we do? And I'm not going to go through the whole story. But here we notice that king of Aram in verse 14, he sent horses and chariots and great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. They surrounded the city. And now, verse 15, listen to this very carefully. This is a story of Elisha and another young man that was learning from the life of Elisha. Elisha was learned from Elijah. When they got separated, he was able to see wondrous vision of how Elijah was taken up into heaven. And this Elisha has a next level leadership as well. A young attendant was with him. Now listen to this. Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with chariots and horses and chariots were circling the city. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Now, all the enemy forces have come around the people of Israel. And they're saying, alas, my master, what shall we do? Verse 16. So he answered, do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. How many people were there? Elisha and this young man. And there were lots of horses and chariots that were there surrounding the city. But what did Elisha say? Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Notice this very carefully, my dear. Maybe you are going through tough times in your life. Maybe some struggles in your life, in your own family. in your own job situation or your health or whatever be the situation, even spiritually as well, you may be going through temptations in your life. Do not fear. If you want to underline down verse 16. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 17. Then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. See this picture? Just to be able to have a visualization. This young man could not see what Elisha could see. God was protecting his people through chariots of fire. Verse 17. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. All around the people, Elisha himself. God protects his people. You may not see that. He sets his angels around us. He sets the chariots of fire around us to be able to protect us from the evil one. And you know the story after that, if you can read it, how they defeated the king of Aram. They defeated the king of Aram and they had Aram. They had rest. In a way, if you really consider this, my dear brother and sister, the things that we can have learned today. The pillar of fire above Zion. The furnace of fire in Zion. And the wall of fire around Zion. Fire everywhere. Without fire, there is nothing that can happen in our lives. Because fire is a representation of our spirit that is lit in the sight of God. Is your fire, is your candle on fire? Are you on fire? Maybe the place where we are gathering is on fire, but you may be still cold. Maybe you need to take your candle out and say, I want my candle to be lit. Enough of my cold life that I have been living. I want to be on fire. We are concluding the series on Kindle the Fire. The fire in Zion is the most important element that is essential for us to understand, that the Zion fire is above, in, and around. God is protecting us. And you have come to the place where our focus is on being able to experience the power of God in our lives. If you do not have Jesus in your heart, if you do not have Jesus in your church, if you do not have Jesus in your family, then it is not worth at all. Maybe this is the time for us to be able to understand that Christ Jesus has come into this world. I have come to cast fire on earth. I have come to cast fire on earth. Jesus Christ has come into this world to cast fire. But many times we don't want to experience this fire. Maybe you're going through tough times in your life. Maybe you're here, sitting here and wondering what will happen. You may be wondering how you should talk to your spouse probably. Maybe you're not able to have that proper relationship. Maybe you don't know how to talk to your in-laws. Maybe you have problem in talking to your own brothers and sisters. Maybe you have problems to talk to your own colleagues at work or neighbors. I don't know what situation you're going through right now. Maybe health situation. But let me encourage you through the word of God. The pillar of fire to guide you. The furnace of fire to cleanse you. The wall of fire to protect you. That is what the fire in Zion is. May the Lord bless this word.